Blog Talk Radio.
And everybody, this is Apostle Crystal Lee. We're here this morning with Kingdom Ambassadors Worldwide, Company of Prophetic Intercessors. Session is in session right now. We're excited to have everybody on the line. If you've got a moment, go ahead and call somebody, reach out and let them know we're here. Give them the number. It's 515-602-9662 to call in. And we're ready to rock and roll this morning. How's everybody?
Fine. Hallelujah. Father, thank God. Hallelujah.
Awesome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Prophetess, your number came up today, all doors. I don't know what number you're calling me from, but it came up all doors. All I see is 11. That's all I see is one, honey. I don't see your regular number. I see 11, 11, and then 411. So let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 10. Okay, yeah, but I see all ones here. It's coming up all ones for me today. Hallelujah. We coming up doors today. We coming into doors today. I love to see that kind of thing. Like I said, do you call me from the number you usually call from?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, I'm going to take a picture of it and send it to you.
Okay.
Yeah, I was trying to call your number yesterday, but today it's all one, okay? So we're excited to be here this morning. There is a divine warfare frequency of sons that the Father Yah has downloaded for release in the earth in this season. And there is a resounding and a rebounding. This is what I was hearing in my spirit this morning. There's a resounding and a rebounding. The cry of sons has been heard, and heavenly hosts are our support. There is a resounding. There's a sound that's coming from the sons in this season that's going to cause us to come back from some things, that's going to cause us to be retrieved from some things. And some of these things are things that are old situations. I know I was dealing with some things yesterday and kind of came to grips with some things that I had been impacted by and just did not recognize it for what it was. You know, there are some things that can go undetected, some things that kind of, you know, lay low. You don't really know that you're dealing with something, but I was looking at my positioning. I was looking at how I was moving, and automatically I knew that there was something that I was being challenged in. And so I began to seek the Father and began to have a conversation with him about this place that I was in. And so he began to respond this morning regarding the resounding and the rebounding. But that takes place because you move your position. You know, you're going to recognize the thing, but you've got to move your position. You've got to move from that place that you're in. And you have the right, you have the responsibility, and it's your inheritance. It's your grace. It's a grace that he can give you to move from the place that you're in into the place that he's calling you to. And then that rebounding begins to take place. So we want you to join us this morning as we're in this prophetic intercession session during this season for Set Up a Breakthrough. We're going to hear. We're going to receive. We're going to know, and we're going to divinely function in the season. This is the era of the rise in the world, the sons of Yah, and there will not be an ear that will not hear it. There will not be an ear in the earth that will not hear the roar of Yah through the sons. The portals of grace and glory will be opened as we hear and see to be all we were born to be in this season. And so for the next 29 days, 30 days yesterday, for the next 29 days here, there will be an uncommon victory. It's next day time. It's next day. It's so funny because yesterday that thing just kept coming up no matter where or what the conversation was. That next kept coming up, and there were people that were not connected to the line yesterday, people that did not even hear the ministry of intercession that went forth yesterday, and they was on next. It just was blowing my mind. Even this morning, as I was going back to some things, the purpose of him taking me back to those things, because I was looking for some things in my phone the other day, but I literally woke up this morning and my email was open to very old emails. I did not do that because that's not where I was, okay? I was looking for some things in all of my phones the other day, but my emails were all current and on current settings. So when I woke up this morning and my phone was on emails that were like 2018, 2017, and I was listening to clips of things, and I was listening to different things and looking at different things, and I was just absolutely amazed. But understanding that the things that we have processed through, the things that the Father has allowed us to come through and to become in this process, was all about our next. It was about our next. That moment was about our next. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm excited about that. I'm super excited about what the Father is saying to us, what he's doing with us, what he's doing for us, what he's doing through us in this season. Sons, we are being called to the top, seriously. We really are. And I'm excited about the obedience of the sons in this season, because this is an hour for us to really be attentive to the instructions, to the directions, to the statutes. You know, whatever the Father is saying, we need to be responsive. There's nothing worse than somebody communicating, or you communicate with somebody that's not responding. Isn't that, it just vexes you. It just does something to you. And I'm sure that we've had seasons of that where the Father was speaking to us and we were not responsive. We were not responding. And even if we said yes, it's nothing worse than a yes when we mean no. It's nothing worse than a yes when we do something else. So this is the season of response. This is the season to reciprocate. This is our opportunity, after all we've learned, after all we know, after all that's been revealed, for us to position ourselves to reciprocate. And I'm just in this position in this season where things that are attempting to keep me from that reciprocation, things that are intending to separate me emotionally and try to divide me in my emotions. I don't have time for it in this season. And that was one of the things I was dealing with yesterday. I don't have time for the division in my emotions. Yes, we will be impacted by things. We need to acknowledge that impact. We need to recognize that we've been touched by it, but then we need to turn that over to the Father and say, I don't have anything to do with this. You, this is your business. This is not my business. I'm going to leave this here with you while I go and attend to the thing that you told me to do. I'm not going to allow this thing to be a thing that wears me down, that pulls me down, that brings me out of my emotional positioning. And emotions, you know, they are a real thing because we're human. They really are. But emotionalism is a whole nother thing. And we've got to make sure that that line of division is there. Okay, I'm touched. I'm emotional about a thing, but I'm not going to allow myself into an emotionalism because if I allow myself into that place, then that thinking can just perpetuate and it can just, you know, be a cycle or a wheel that just continues to pull on me when my strength really needs to be going to my assignment. You know, as I'm thinking about that this morning, this was something that he was dealing with me yesterday about, and I had a conversation with somebody I love deeply, and they were also dealing with some emotional places. And one of the things that came up to me this morning was, well, first of all, it's always the intelligence, the emotional intelligence of David. I think if we are ever in an emotional place, that is a go-to. You know, there are purposes or assignments that we have as far as our reading and our education of the scripture and education of who the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are. The education of you is going to be found in the scripture. But one of the things that's really important is that you identify with where you are and then find the scriptures that will minister to you in that place. You need to identify the strength of what you need. You need to go and identify where the Father was releasing strength because he's no respecter of persons. I love David for emotional intelligence because David has understanding. He has a wisdom about his emotions that many people don't have. A lot of the prophets struggled in the emotional place, but David has an intelligence in his emotions. He has an emotional IQ that is off the Richter scale. David understands. I'm going to give you just a couple of stories about David. David understands that he's being challenged because he walked outside of some things that the Father desires him to walk in, right? He stayed behind for the war of the kings, and that's a whole nother conversation. How he wound up being there is not talked about a lot. We just kind of say, well, he was supposed to go to war and he didn't, so he wound up on the rooftop. You know, he wound up looking from his palace on this rooftop and seeing this woman and then was in a position of lust. Okay, it's a lot more in details regarding him staying behind. However, what we want to deal with that he stays behind, he gets involved in a situation because he's vulnerable at this point, right? He's vulnerable and he allows his vulnerability to take him to a place where he can't return from. Now, why he couldn't return from it is because when he did the things that he did, this woman got pregnant. She was someone else's wife. He has this woman's husband killed so that he can take her and keep her as his own so that he doesn't look bad as a father of her child. And the father says to him something. He says to him, the baby's not going to live. Man, that's harsh. Now, this is his son. David is a son of Yah. He really is. But he stepped into some things that are going to cause the father's name to be smeared. And the father says, I can't allow that to happen. This baby can't live. How this thing was done, you know, what this looks like as a leader, all of that. He said, this baby can't live. David is fasting. He's praying. He's doing everything he can. I mean, he shut himself down completely. He's crying. He's just crying out, you know, all of these things. And it kind of makes me think about how even when the Father is telling us something or giving us an instruction or a directive, we want what we want so bad, we ignore what he's saying to us. So we're going through all of the technical motions that we can go through to try to gain his favor concerning the situation that he's saying no to. Anyway, at the end of the day, the baby died, right? But the father already said that this was going to be the case, okay? He sees two of his men talking, and he recognizes off the bat. He said, the baby is dead, right? They say, yes. He's done mourning. He's done with it, okay? He's no longer seeking to be in this place of isolation. He's done with it. He gets up. He says, I'm going to take a shower. Y'all go get me something to eat, something to drink. Come on, get me shaved up, get me cleaned up. I'm ready to keep on going with life, because at the end of the day, if he allows this thing that the Father has already instructed him regarding to be an emotional situation, how can he rule? He will not be able to rule with this emotional place being open like that. He's going to have to come to terms with what the Father is saying about it or said about it and move from that place into his role as a king. It just, it has to be so. The other person that I was thinking about this morning when I was thinking about this emotional intelligence was the master, right? I'm thinking about this emotional intelligence and how it's so simple for him, and it's simple for us. Because if we're following his pattern, if we're following his way of doing things and not trying to follow our own way, because, you know, the world can give us all kinds of ideas and concepts that we think are godly ideas and concepts, but really they're just emotional places. The master is teaching, he's healing, he's doing his thing. He's happy. He happens to be in a house and ministering to some people when his people come to him, his mother, his brothers. They show up at the house. Now, they're showing up himself out here doing his thing. We pull him in there and really, you know, get his head together. And he says something to people to say, hey, mother and your brother. Says, who is my mother, my brethren, but them that do the will of my Father? When I was thinking about that this morning, it really took me to some places, and I was considering that there are things that will really impact us because it's close to us. There are things that are meant to impact us a certain way. And the adversary, he knows if he can't use something outside of those things that are close to us, he'll definitely get into what is close to us to try to put us in a place where we are not able to function, where we are emotionally damaged, where a rejection is opened up. And once that rejection is opened up, if it's never been dealt with, now that's opened up again. It's an open wound. It's festering. There's a cancerous situation that's happening there. He's always looking for an opportunity to get in. The Bible says of him this thing, he is seeking whom he may devour. What is he doing? He's as a roaring lion. Well, here's the thing. He's not a lion, but as a roaring lion, he is on the prowl. And you know, when we're dealing with the lion mentality, anybody in the jungle understands that when the lion roars, it's time to make moves, because they just respect the lion because he's got the balls of brass. He's not the biggest. He's not the tallest. He's not the strongest. He's not the fastest, but he is the king of the jungle. So here's what I hear in the spirit this morning. The reality is he knows that we're the kings of the jungle. Go all the way back to the garden. Who did the Father put in charge? He put his son in charge of the garden. We're the king of the jungle, but he's walking around trying to take territory as if he's a rival, you know, because generally those lions rival for position because, you know, whoever is, it's like the pecking order with the chickens. Whoever's the head gets to sleep with all the chicks and make the babies and produce and all of that. He's rivaling with the sons for territory and for position. The truth of the matter is we're the lions of the jungle, and it's our roar that's supposed to resound and cause rebound, not just in our lives, but in the lives of people around us, in the lives and in the situations and in the circumstances that are around us. But if he can silence us and put us in an emotional place where we become silent, where we become emotional and we're hurt and we're not functioning, then he can continue to walk around prowling as if he is the one that's in charge. He is not in charge. And today we declare war against this predator that is attempting to position himself as if this is where he is. He is not. Even as an angel of light, he portrays himself. Okay, but that is not what he is. So we're exposing darkness for what it is this morning. And we are declaring our position as sons, inheriting the earth, inheriting the nations, inheriting all of God's creation concerning us today. That's what we're going to do. We're going to wage war against darkness and its bending, its twisting, its distortions and contaminations of things in our hearts and in our minds. This is all in an effort to deter the movement and the moment, thus deterring and affecting the momentum of sun. Listen, put your hand to the plow this morning and refuse to let it go. We're going to dig. We're going to furrow. We're going to row, create those rows. You know, for the sowing of the Lord this morning, for his sowing, for the manifestation to be in preparation. We're going to need to dig, we're going to need to furrow, and we're going to need to row. This thing came to my attention the other day, and it was a conversation about the difference between smooth brains and grooved brains. Now, what is this about? Smooth brains ain't got nothing on their mind. Smooth brains are not really intelligent minds. That's what the enemy is always seeking to do, to smooth out the brain. He don't want you to really consider some things. He don't really want you to think deeply. And when I'm talking about thinking, I'm not just talking about just sitting up pondering things without action. I'm talking about the process of thought that brings the imagination to life, that brings manifestation to life. He doesn't want that. But it's something about when the Father says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What is he talking about? He's saying, listen, I am in partnership with you. I have yoked you to myself. And we're going to dig, we're going to furrow information that's going to happen. There's going to be some transformation that happens because of this information. We're going to dig deep, and I'm going to sow seed that's going to manifest some things in your life that is going to be undeniable. This is the season that we are in. So as we awake to the new, to the next, and to the now assignment of Yah, we bear in mind, hallelujah, that you are tender to the things that concern us. You are tender to the prophets, whose hearts, minds, and movement is intention, motivation. It's a manifesting place that the sons are in. We are intent on manifesting his will in the earth because it's his kingdom. It's his power, and it's his glory forever. It's his kingdom. It's his power and his glory forever. And so revelation comes to us by way of your spirit this morning, Father. Though you have commanded us to have vision, it's still the vision that you're giving us or have given us, because it's what we've been given in our hearts to long for, to see, as you did with the prophetess Anna. You guys remember the prophetess Anna? She had a longing for seeing something. What was that longing for? It was a longing to see this manifestation of this being that the Father had spoken of, that he had said that he was going to release into the earth to reestablish, to reset, to cause a rebounding place in the earth. And so she stayed in that temple. She lost her husband early, and for the rest of her life, she fasted and prayed and was in the temple. I ain't saying she fasted every day, but I'm saying her life was that of fasting and prayer. Her life was that of intercession. Why? For the purpose of communicating this thing in the earth, that she would continue, like Daniel, to remove the darkness, to push the darkness out of the way so that this king could come forth, this one that the Father was speaking of that would reestablish sons would come forth. And whatever the adversary was about, I can guarantee you that the prophetic word that went forth out of the prophetess Anna's mouth and even the priest of that day, those things were the things that kept at bay the enemy from attacking, from destroying, from dismantling the will of Yah that was to come to the earth. Now, we know that the king killed a whole lot of babies. We know that there was an assignment against in order to find this one, but he was not found. He was not found by the king because there was a prophetic word that was gone out in the land to protect this baby. When we go all the way to Revelation, we can see this manifestation. It talks about the dragon and how the dragon was after the woman in the wilderness, right? That's what they were. They were pretty much in a wilderness situation, leaving one place and going to another for this census, and then leaving that place and going to Egypt. This was a chasing. There was a chasing that was happening, but there was a protection of Yah that was happening as well. And so no matter what waters this dragon spews out of his mouth to try to carry the woman and her child off, right, he is unsuccessful because there is a divine intervention that happens in this place where these waters that he releases don't overcome her. Not only does it not overcome her, it doesn't overcome the child, thus it doesn't overcome us, because we are those sons that are the second out of that particular son. This is what the enemy was trying to prevent after he realized, listen, there's something going on. I need to stop this thing. He understands that a seed that's sown doesn't just produce one time. It continues to reproduce. It continues to produce. It continues to die back. But there are seeds that are in that plant every year that keeps the life of that plant going. It keeps a thing alive. It keeps perpetuating seed. And so this morning, what we're going to really look into as I'm speaking this thing right now is we're going to trust the Father that the seed that has fallen, the seed that keeps being reproduced is going to continue to perpetuate this grace. It's going to continue to perpetuate this relationship, this divine covenant of Yah between us and him. It's going to perpetuate throughout our generations. We're going to stop concerning ourselves with what things look like today and leave a thing. There's no if, ands, or buts about it. If he said it, it's done. If he said it, he'll bring it to pass. He's never lied to us. I don't care who you've spoken to that has lied to you in the past. The word says that he is not a man that he should lie. Lying is not his nature. So if he spoke a thing to you, if he's given you a prophetic word concerning it, we're going to leave that word right where it is. We're going to allow that thing to germinate. We're going to allow that thing to get its roots, and we're going to watch the manifestation of Yah. And in that process, we're going to go on. You see, when the farmer goes out to the field and plants his seed, he's not coming back every day because he farms, he plants, he sows. He already knows that what he has put in the ground has to come forth. What he has already sown is not going to be denied. He's already taken all the measures that he needs to take to make sure that the ground is properly nourished. If he needs to cover the plant or that area, you know, with some kind of covering, he'll cover it to keep the fowl of the air from destroying his crops. He'll put those scarecrow in the ground, you know, because it's something about the scarecrow that scares the crows away. They don't want to come and eat up the seed because they feel like it's a person there. That's representative of a person standing in the field, and the crow's not going to come and eat while somebody's standing there. They are diabolic in nature. They're going to come while nobody's looking. So that figure being there prevents or deters the crow. And so whatever he needs to do, he's already done that. So he can walk away from the field. Now that he's sown, he needs to go and make preparation. He needs to go and fine-tune his tools. He needs to go and make sure that whatever he uses to harvest is prepared. Whatever people that he's going to need to bring forth the harvest, they are ready. They are set to go. It's other things that we could be doing while we're waiting on the harvest to come. We don't have to stand here and look at the field as if it's not going to begin to bring forth. Now, the only thing that we're going to do concerning the field is we are going to watch the field because we want to make sure that nothing else is intending to grow in the place of the things that we planted or in lieu of, because that's one of those things that happens when you sow. Something comes up that looks like what you've sown. But if you've got the drawing or the schematic and you know what you planted and where you planted it, you can really go out there and just pull up the thing in its early stages, right? That is not the thing that you've sown. You don't have to wait on that. That's the only reason to look over what you planted. But if you look over what you planted, over the area that you planted, and you can find the things that need to be pulled up because that's not what you sowed, then that's fine. But anything else is going to have to till the time of the harvest be separated. And we can't worry about that either. We don't have to wait till the time of the harvest to be separated. Okay? And it's okay. Because at the end of the day, there are promises that have words that have been released. And the Father is a God that follows after his word to perform it. We don't have to check behind him to see if he's doing what he said he's going to do. We need to be checking behind ourselves to see if we're in alignment with what he said. Hallelujah. Are we in alignment with what he said? And alignment means, do we believe it? Have we received it? And what are we going to do about that? What are we going to do about that? I'm going to open the line just for a minute, and then we're going to get into some intercession this morning. But I needed to release that thing because it was what I was dealing with yesterday. It was what some people that I love are dealing with as of yesterday. And these things were all, there were several conversations that I had yesterday that were along this line. And I just believe that one of the reasons why the Father had me addressing it in myself was so that I could address it this morning and address it yesterday and just deal with what it is and bring to the forefront. This is what it is and this is how it is. And so we're going to go from that place knowing that all is well. I don't know if you guys can hear me because I don't see this clock ticking and all of that, but let me know if you can hear me. Let me know if you can hear me because things don't.
But also it goes through these moments where it's like a going in and out.
That devil's
it's
a liar.
Like, yeah,
he's
like
a liar. Interference.
But yeah, it is. But because it's like it keeps cutting you out, but it's like a ticking type of thing because it'll go in and out like. So we'll catch your words. Mm-hmm. But it's chopped up. Yeah.
Okay. So did you get the gist of what I'm saying? How am I coming across right now?
Yeah, you're coming across fine.
Okay, cool. Then that means I'll have to hold the microphone for now. I'll look for my other headset as well, because maybe this one is just not giving me what I need as far as connection. I'm trying to isolate other, you know, ambient sounds so that it doesn't interfere with the line. But there's no ambient sounds in the room, so that's just, you know, we know what that's about. And that's okay, too, because we're here and we're not moving. We're here and we're not moving.
Yeah.
Okay, so just as long as the announcement is made, this is where we're standing, and we're not taking our hand off the plow. We're going to keep plowing.
Yeah.
So the line is open.
Yeah.
Go ahead and share. Hallelujah.
Well, for me, it's very on point. It hits home, no doubt. Like, when it comes down to our emotions, you know, even when going through our own personal things on our, you know, on our journey, our process, our learning process, you know, growing edge or learning curve, you know, it could be painful. It could be, you know, stressful. Mm-hmm. It could be all these different emotional things that we don't perceive the good of it all. You know what I mean? So we going to be at that lower end of our emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, it's like to be able to hear that and be able to say, oh, okay, I get it. So, you know, with speaking about the emotional intelligence, you had spoke about that before. And mm-hmm. I was looking that up before, and it was like when you said that, it had me go back and say, oh, let me look this up again, you know, let me go back to this. And and I get it, because sometimes when we go through stuff, and I think what for me on the end, what I'm perceiving is that when we do go through things, when we experience things, if we don't process it, we got to process out of it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We don't allow ourselves to process through it, to come out of it. David processed himself out of it. He went through everything he was going to, you know, exert himself to, and he processed out of it. We don't. What we do is we suppress it. We run from it. We don't want to deal. We don't want to feel. So we do things that numb our emotions. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, because I was just listening to this, along this line yesterday, because it's about, even when it comes down to healing yourself, a lot of the ailments and things that we have in our bodies are set up because of some emotional issue that we didn't process out of.
That's right.
And so that's where I am now. I'm looking at, you know, some processes here that I have to complete. And so whenever I know someone has a physical, you know, transition in their family, I always pray that the family goes through their grieving process completely and, you know, expediently, that it doesn't have to linger, you know, years and years, but for that process to be, you know, a matter of, you know, whatever time frame the father has, you know, set for that person, because we don't know the process that each of us as individuals will go through, because we all process our emotions differently. So, you know, so that's where I am. I was just like, this is helping with learning to understand the emotional intelligence of, don't let your emotions get you caught up in regards to, you get so caught up in your emotions that you lose sight of what the Father has spoken to you. And then you to continue to act on what the Father has spoken to you. So for me, what I've been telling myself is, and I just said last night coming home, like, look, Father, this is what you told me, and this is what I'm holding on to. I don't care. This is what you said. So I'm going to hold fast to that. I'm going to hold fast to the end of what you said. This is the end. You said this is what it's at, so this is where I'm going. This is my destination, and I'm not stopping. So, yeah, I may experience this. Yeah, I may go through that. Yeah, I may feel this. I may even think this, but I'm going to change all that up, because I know, at the end of the day, this is what you spoke to me. And so this is what I got to hold fast to, especially when you told me that you've called me to this area. And if you call me to this area, that means it's not only for everybody else, it's for me too.
That's right.
So I'm going to hold fast to what you're telling me. And so even you know, sometimes you have to even battle with your own conditioning.
That's a
to
part of
hold
that's a part
on
of
to
life.
What the Father said. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's a part of life.
So,
that's every day.
Yes. Yes, every day. So when it comes to and then with my emotions, I'm like I'm not trying to I'm not trying to smother it no more. I'm not trying to bury it. I'm not trying to not face it. I'm not trying to run from it. And so it's just like, I was like, let me sit still for a minute because I feel like I need some time. I need like 3 days for me to just be able to sit still because I begin to feel like I keep feeling like I'm running. Like, why am I running? Like, I feel like I don't have no space for me to get to where I need to be to feel what I need, what I'm feeling. It's like I'm feeling something I can't quite articulate, but I know I'm not in it, which wherever I go in my days, is not where I need to be because I feel like there's a stretching that God is doing in me right now.
Yes.
And in that
yes.
stretching, I feel like I need to be alone. So I'm just like, okay, I need to sit still. But in the midst of what I'm doing, it doesn't afford me a place where I can sit still. And the one place that does afford me the place I can sit still, the atmosphere is not right for what I need to come out of. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, okay, Lord, I need this to happen. I'm feeling this, and I need to go with the flow with this. So I'm just like, okay, Lord, I'm just, you know, set some things up, whatever, and do what I need to do. So I was throwing some fillers out there, and then I'm just like, you know, last night, like, I just got to get to a place where, and I had to voice it. You know? I was just like, look, I was like, I need my me time in my space. And it was just like, whoa, you know, so for that to be spoken, it was just like, dang. And so it was just like I care about other people's emotions, but not to the point to where I'm not going to do what the Father is telling me to do, what I feel I'm pulled to do. So now, you know, it was just like, so when I spoke it, it was just like, you know, a release, so to speak. And
yes.
So now I'm just waiting for the manifestation now. That's it.
Now, you know, one of the other things he was dealing with me about when you said waiting on the manifestation, we're part of that manifestation. So now we're waiting on just instructions and direction. And that's one of the things
direction
we're going
really to
pray into this morning is the instruction and the directions. Because one of the things that came up, and you may hear it in a prayer, because some of these things, I took notes of what he was saying to me. Is that whether we wound up there because we stepped outside of something that he was declaring to us unknowingly, well, in that case, it's just a matter of crying out for help, you know? If we are in a place because we were called into it, as the master was called into the wilderness, then we need a word, you know, that is continuing to resonate in us so that we can declare the word in that wilderness place and come out in the power of the Spirit. Anyway, there is help for us. Either way, there is deliverance for us. Either way, the Father's desire for us is to win and for victory. That's what we were born for. We were born for the win and born for victory, you know. So either way, it doesn't matter. Go ahead, Prophet.
So,
you had something else you were saying.
So now it's just now, like you said, for the instructions, because and that's what I was like just awaiting, like, okay, Father, I know that you're going to, you know, something's just going to unfold. So now I'm in that position where I'm allowing the unfolding of what's coming, of what's the next, you know. And so with that, I'm like, okay, I'm if I need to just get me a room for 3 days, that's what I'm going to do. And then it went into my goddaughter's leaving town. So I can get her apartment for the next 3 days, you know. So it's just like, okay, Lord, it's like the doors are opening, and it's like, okay, this is cool. I can do this, you know. So it's just like, I'm ready. I'm just ready to walk into that thing and to go through that process. And you know, I'm just it's like sometimes you get the, it's a, I want to say a pulling for you to move, to do something, you know, like you know how you get an urge? Sometimes you get a pushing, but sometimes there's a pulling.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, we
yeah.
can't really, like, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm just, like, in that place of knowing that I'm being pulled and it's not a push. Because before I felt like I was being pulled and pushed. And I'm like, okay, I feel like I need to hurry up and leave out this one place. But then when I get to the next place, I don't feel like I want to be there. I'm like, okay, God,
mm-hmm.
I something's got to pan out here. I need to understand what am I feeling? You know, what do I need to do? You
mm-hmm.
know? And so that's when I was like, and I felt this before, and I felt like I called it. It is a song that came to mind when you hear they were saying I could feel God stretching out in me. And that's what I would just articulate it as.
Yes.
Like I just feel
yes.
like God is stretching out on me, like he's expanding.
Yes.
And with,
mm-hmm.
with the Father expanding, so he's calling me to expand. So that means I need to broaden my environment, my horizon,
mm-hmm.
so to speak. So
mm-hmm.
I need to, you know, I begin to look for, you know, before I was able to really try to sit in and understand what I'm going through. I used to be like, I wrote a poem years ago, and
mm-hmm.
and the poem was said, "There's no place on earth I want to be," and I didn't understand,
mm-hmm.
I did not get it, but those were my
mm-hmm.
emotions. It was like there was no place on earth I want to be. It's like no matter where I'm going, if I'm at home, I don't want to be here. If I'm going to wherever I'm going to next, I don't want to
mm-hmm.
be here.
Mm-hmm.
I can be riding and just be riding in the car, I'd be okay. But it still was just this thing of it's just, it was like being in a place of being unsettled, because no matter
yeah.
where I knew where my old path was leading, I knew those roads. So I knew
mm-hmm.
those pathways, and those pathways were still places that I only knew to go to. But now I'm understanding, okay, the Father's stretching out of me. So that means he's calling for a new thing for me. He's calling for
mm-hmm.
me to go to the next. But because I didn't understand back then, I just began
mm-hmm.
to just sit still because I didn't know what to do. But
mm-hmm.
now it's like, okay, like you said, you know, there's deliverance. We can, you know, there's help. There's,
mm-hmm.
you know, we can ask for instructions. We can ask for, you know, where to go next. Where do I turn?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want me to be? Help me to perceive clearly where it is you're taking me to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and so that's where I'm in that same, like, energy now. Like, I'm feeling that.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Those are the things that don't get the information for. So it's just words just thrown out to us without explanation, without direction, you know, and that's how we can really differentiate between when the Father is speaking and when he's not, when somebody is just speaking. You know, sometimes people are just speaking because they've overheard somebody else say something and it sounds intelligent to them, so they're repeating it, but there are no directions. There's nothing attached to this that gives me direction or that leads me. So somebody would say, well, that's the Father's job to lead. Yeah, but he sends people, you know. So even with isolation, that only goes so far because we have to interact. We, in order for manifestation to come, in order for him to do the work that he's calling us to do, there has to be an interaction. So it's not a perpetual, even in us being isolated, that's not a perpetual thing. You know, the master went away, but he came back and was with his disciples. So, you know, I've had people in the past that just felt like, oh, well, I'm just going to go on a fast. Well, we already fasting, you know, or I'm just going to go on like a prayer sabbatical. But we in prayer every morning. What are you talking about? You can do this personally, you know, in your personal time, absolutely. But to forsake fellowship is a whole nother level of something that a lot of people, it really eludes them. You know what I'm saying? Because if the devil going to beat somebody up, he's going to do it while you're by yourself. He's going to do it while you're by yourself. And unless you've been sent into that wilderness place, then you're in trouble. Because if you out there by yourself and you don't know which way to go and what to do and all of that in the name of I'm going to isolate myself, then you're in trouble. But when we get that pull or that prompting, we know that we need a little bit of time just to sit in his presence, you know, without the distraction, without the interruption. That's great. That's the place to be, because that's where we're going to be able to really hear and to adhere to what he's saying for us to do. It's a vacation of sorts, a spiritual vacation, you know, so we can really come together in our spirit, you know, things be pulled together in our spirit, in our heart, and in our mind, and we'll know what direction is next. We'll know what direction is next. Anybody else got anything to share? That was good, Prophet.
I want to read, good morning, everybody.
Hey, Elder.
I want to read something when you were saying something about the scripture. So I Googled a couple scriptures, and one that I was led to. I was just sitting here reading it over and over, so I'm going to just share it.
Okay.
It's in Isaiah 41. I'm going to read from 6 to, I think it's about, I think it's 12 or something like that.
Okay.
So it's, everyone helps his neighbor and says to his brother, be strong. The craftsman strengthens the goldsmith, and he who smooths with the hammer, him who strikes the anvil, A-N-V-I, it is good, and they strengthen it with nails so that it cannot be moved. But you, Israel, my servant Jacob, whom I have chosen, the offspring of Abraham, my friend, you whom I took from the ends of the earth and called from its farthest corners, saying to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and not cast you off. Fear not. For I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold with my righteous, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all who are incensed against you shall be put to shame and confounded. Those strike against you shall be as nothing and shall perish.
You shall
see those who contend with you, but you shall not find them. Those who war against you, you shall be as nothing at all. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not. I am the one who helps you. Fear not, you worm Jacob, young man of Israel, I am the one who helps you, declares the Lord. Your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel.
Yes. Right, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. That's a full place. It's really a place the Father's really been dealing with me about in this season. I believe just the sons in general, because it's so funny that you mentioned that this morning, Elder, because, like, literally that's been the conversation the Father's been having with me. Like, I got that. You know, I got the things that contend with you. I got those things, you know. And one of my prophetic insigns or signposts is that scripture, the horse and his rider have he cast into the sea. I've been carrying that my whole life since I was a little girl, you know. And so that's my expectation of every adversary. That's my expectation of any situation that I'm in, that the Father's calling me out of or bringing me through, is the horse and his rider have he cast into the sea, you know. And it's so funny because this morning, one of the things that came up, and I don't know if you might remember this, I'm going to do my best not to mention too many names right now, but I called you in on a phone call somewhere in 2018 when I was following, or in fellowship, I should say, not following, because they called me to the table. I was in fellowship with this particular apostle that sought me out, and you were on the very first phone call, and you were on this ending phone call. And it was a conversation that was being had. There was another apostle called, and he had an issue with this apostle. But then he asked me a question. Do you have an issue with me? I don't remember. The question was, have I offended you? Right? I called you in. I had another prophet on the phone, and there was a whole conversation. And how I fit into the conversation was a mystery to me, besides the fact that he wanted me to be against this other person that knew me. And if I was not going to be against them, then he was going to try to create something or stir something up concerning me. So this is what came up on my phone this morning. I was listening to that phone call, and I was just sitting here like, wow. Like, wow. And so for you to say that again this morning after the Father just said to me, I'm not done. He said, I'm not done. I'm not done releasing my vengeance upon these things and these persons that have assaulted your character, that have attempted to assault you in many different ways. I'm not done. So when you came and read that to me this morning, that says to me, oh, it's a confirmation for me. He's not finished. He's not finished. Things have been quiet. So a lot of times, this is that other emotional place, Prophetess Danya, when things get quiet and we have not seen what we think is the recompense of Yah, sometimes we can get in a mode. Now, this wasn't the case in this situation with me. I haven't even thought about it. He brought it to my attention this morning. I didn't go looking for this. I didn't even remember it. It was literally on my phone this morning. And he said, I'm not done. So you came right behind that and said, he's not done. He's not done. You know, because sometimes we'll get in this mode. We're thinking, oh, well, yeah, this is, I've heard this most of my life where people say, yeah, I don't want to wait on the Father because he take too long to get people back, or he, you know, I could do this myself. But I promise you, the vengeance of Yah is much greater than anything you could even imagine or think up concerning your adversaries, concerning an adversary. You don't want him to deal with it. You don't want to have to deal with it because you don't want the pressure or the weight of trying to come up with and carry through with all these different things. Don't nobody want to keep up with all that. That's why that emotional place has to be left alone. But he brought it to my attention this morning. And he has led us to know that there are some things and some people and some places that he's not done addressing. He's not done addressing those areas where we were mishandled. He's not done addressing that. He's not done. There was a time, you know, there is a time that the Father gives people because of his grace. He loves us all. There's a grace period that's given to us when we are in error. You understand what I'm saying? There's a grace. He will allow a grace period. And in that grace period, he's constantly pulling. He's constantly prodding us, constantly sending us information and giving us reason to understand that he's saying something to us about something. Whether we choose to identify with that or not, that's completely up to us. But in the fullness of time, when the Amorite sin is full, you know, when the Egyptian sin is full, then judgment comes. It comes. So I believe we're in a season of great judgment. And it started out when I was in Colorado when the Father said the indictments are coming down. So that's what that just took me back to, the indictments. You know, that there are indictments that are coming down, not just on people that we know to be supposed leaders of spiritual things, but also just in the world in general, leaders in general. There are indictments that are coming down, and we have not yet seen, you know, all of these little fake court settings that they have to draw our attention away from what's really going on and all of that. This thing is about to be imploded. It's going to implode on itself. It's going to be so visible it can't be covered up. And I just think that's absolutely amazing. And I received that word for myself, because there are some places the Father is pushing us, and no matter who threw us in the hole, no matter how we were thrown in the hole, we're going to the palace. We're just on our way to the palace, so we ain't got to be emotional about this thing. We may feel something on the way. You know, sometimes you feel like, why they do that, or why they feel like that, or why they moving like that. That's fine, but at the end of the day, that can't be our focus, because it's going to affect our function. It's going to affect our function. We have to identify our intention and our motivation about what we've been called to do and stay true to that, because otherwise we're going to be interrupted. And that's what the enemy's job is to interrupt the movement so he can stop the momentum. That's good, Elder. Absolutely amazing. And that word you gave yesterday was absolutely powerful. If y'all missed that word yesterday, I'm encouraging you, go back to yesterday's prayer line, the intercession yesterday was powerful. Everything that was released on the line through the prophets and the evangelists and the ministers, it was just absolutely powerful what the Father was speaking to his sons through them. And so I'm encouraging you to go back to yesterday's intercession session and just sit in that thing for a little while. The line is still open. It's Friday. You can re-speak if you have to.
Oh, I'm just opening the line for a moment.
I want to say, like when I can't remember the exact words that you said, but I Googled scriptures to strengthen, because
yes.
things that I, you know, that I know I've been praying about and for, and I see, I can say I see what I'm looking for. I can see a little growth, but yesterday it had me in a place, and I just like you were saying earlier, the adversary used the smallest thing, even though
mm-hmm.
yesterday it was small about it to me, but the adversary
mm-hmm.
would use the smallest thing to try. He's looking for an opening.
That's all.
He's looking for an opening to try, and it's like a stream of water.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a little pebble that's out of the way, and that water coming through.
That's it.
And same thing with the adversary. If he can get just a pinhole,
mm-hmm.
even the size of a mustard seed, if he can get in a little hole that small to
mm-hmm.
work on us, whether it's our emotions, our physical strength, anything
yes.
that can break down,
yes.
he's going to. And
mm-hmm.
and yesterday I found myself dealing with some things, and even that I had been, it had came up on me a couple weeks ago to do something, and when I finally did it yesterday, it kind of took me way over somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say today, actually, it really drained me, because not long after I had a conversation, I went to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up, it was about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. Then I couldn't go to sleep until about 5 this morning.
Oh, wow.
And I actually woke up, I want to say, about 20 minutes before the prayer line. Otherwise, I would have slept right through it. And you know, in turning on this, and something you were saying about scripture will confirm, I'm not exactly sure, but whatever you said, it made me go to, I Google scriptures for strengthening.
Yes.
And another one came up before that one, but as I read that one, that's what
mm-hmm.
stuck to me, because at the end of the day, we got to know, regardless of what it is, whatever we go through, whatever obstacles we're hurling over, that we're not by ourselves.
That's right.
And God is with us. And even me being hard-headed sometimes, I don't want to listen. Like yesterday, I didn't care what was being said. I was like, well, you know what? I've been praying about this. But see, I already know things happen in God's time. And
period.
Some of them old scriptures, he might not come when you want to, but he right on time. And
mm-hmm.
that's the truth, because, like, you know, sometimes when we move too fast, we're going to miss the mark. And definitely if we move too slow, we're going to miss the mark. But at the end of the day, we just got to learn to trust him and wait on him. And so this scripture, as I was reading it, that's what it gave me all over again, a daily confirmation that just know that he's with me and can to trust him, even though yesterday I didn't feel like, it wasn't that I didn't feel like he was there, but I just felt like I should have had instant gratification. Maybe that's a better putting it. Instant gratification of what's been ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thank God for his word, and that Google helped me out a lot.
Come on now. Learn how to use the thing, right?
Yeah, when you don't know what to do, put a Google on it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Listen, that when you know what to put in, you'll get the right thing out, that's for sure. And that's a spiritual principle that works naturally every time.
Yeah,
works naturally every time. That's good stuff. That is good stuff. Yeah, when we get in our emotions, we don't often want to come out of that place because we feel justified to be there. But the truth of the matter is that if he called us to something, he's going to bring us through it, you know. And so we just really have to trust that and on that changes, you know. But at the end of the day, we don't got time for that. And time with that is to neglect whatever else is on the floor to be done, you know. It's all about the emotions. It really knocks us out of a position. You know, really knocks us out of a position and in this season, because we're not ignorant of the adversary's devices. That's the key. Then, like we were in prayer this morning, we don't stand our ground. We're standing here. We're not moving. You know, we're standing right here. We're not moving. If your intention is to move me from this spot, you lost, because I'm standing right here. I'm not moving. And that has to be the mindset. It really does. It really does. He's the Lord our God that heals us. No matter what we're dealing with, he is the God that heals us. And we have to be in that place of receiving that healing. You know, those are benefits of being a son. Deliverance, healing, breakthrough, you know, provision, all of that. Those are benefits of sonship. And in this season, I think in maturity, I believe that's the thing that the Father is dealing with us on, this place of maturity that we must have come to after all we've been through, after all we've seen, after him revealing his over and over again. At this point, now we're in this place of actualizing what's spoken to us. You know, as a child, we can't really, you know, articulate things from a child's place, and really how we are when we come into things of Yah. In that child's place, we're always going to be his children, just like our children are always our children, but they do mature. And as they mature, they're able to communicate and articulate things in a way, and they're able to have to bear the responsibility of some things, because picking up our cross every day is a part of life. You know, these are crosses that we have to bear. You know, We always have cross, but the thing about the cross being carried is that we're never left alone to carry it by ourselves. In a time that we're tired or weary, the Father will always send someone to help us bear it, just like he did with his son, always. We're never going by ourselves. It's never, the weight of a thing is never on us. If we are fitly joined together and everybody's supplying, we're never going to be by ourselves. And the Father will always let us know, you're not the only one going through that. So you don't have to isolate yourself. You don't have to put yourself in this position, allow yourself to be in a corner being beat up, because you're not the only one that's dealing with this spirit in this season. And so if we come together and identify, oh, you're dealing with that too? Okay, well, let's go ahead and team up on this devil. Let's go ahead and team up on this demonic intervention and go ahead and deal with this. And then we can, you know how you slap your hands together and get the dust off your hands and just keep it moving. Okay, came and did that. I'm done. You know, I came, I did that, and I'm done, because this is what the Father has said concerning the Son. He's put us in charge, and so there's some responsibilities that we're not going to get around. Responsibility is we're not going to get around, but the older child gets, chores are necessary to begin to train and to teach away. And so that's all of these exercises of life are about training us and teaching us about the way that we should go. The way that we should go. The line is still open. We'll have something to share this morning. We're going to get into some intercession this morning. I'm trying not to hold y'all forever today.
I was listening to you, and I was going to say the same thing. We're not ignorant concerning the devices of Satan. And then as you were talking, I'm like, she's just saying what I was going to say. And then I thought about last week, I believe it was, what do you see? Okay, what do we see? What are we dealing with? Identify what you see. If you know it's the device of the enemy, okay, now the next question is, how are we going to operate and how are we going to deal with it? What are we going to do about it? You know, because I'm like, yesterday, I could have been in a place yesterday, you know. But I think about getting on this line. I thought about, okay, give us this day our daily bread. Okay, what you going to do with that bread that the Lord gave you today? You going to fight. On. Use that as your strength to fight whatever comes your way for today. So yesterday, my day started off, I'm like, okay, it didn't start off right, but what did I do about it? I got on this prayer line. After I got on this prayer line, because I, you know, like you talking about emotions, I could have been in an emotional place, and we can be, and we can let that stop us, like what you just changed, the course of our whole day by
my
our
God.
Emotion.
Hmm.
But what I did while I was working, I put on some praise music, and I got into it. Because that's one of our weapons. So we got to know what the devices of the enemy are, and we got to know what our weapons are.
Woo.
Put on the whole armor of God we may be able to fight. And I thought every time I get on here when you playing this music, I thought about, you know, you talked about the our song, Get Your Song. And so you said a word is going to come to you. Two words came to me.
One word
was brave. And the other word was roar.
Come on now.
Keep talking about roaring and about the lion. Those are the two words that came to me, brave and war. So we in a war. So we got to put on this whole armor so that we can be able to fight. And we got to pay attention, like what you said. What do you see? Whatever you see, figure out, okay, is this the enemy? Is this God? Whichever way it is, okay, now what am I going to do about it? How do I operate to deal with what I'm dealing with?
That's right.
Am I going to sit in my emotions and let him have the victory, or am I going to use my weapons that he has given me to fight with?
Come on now. And it's funny that you even bring it up, war, because that's the direction of the intercession this morning, because one of the things that the Father woke me up to this morning were these words. I'm never going to give you an assignment where I have not given you a protection, direction, and provision. Protection, direction, and provision. Now, inside of those things, you still have the room to identify what's the next move. You know, I'm giving you the protection, I'm giving you the direction, and I'm giving you the provision. Now, you got to start moving on and in this thing that I've given you. Right. And I was sitting there yesterday. Really, I've been pondering it for about a week now. Something that the Father said to me some months ago, maybe been about a year and a half, maybe 2 years. I don't know. But he told me a time was going to come when this particular thing. And so I don't have to think about it because I remember a conversation about it. This is what I'm talking about. When you have a word, when the Father begins to talk to you about something in a season, it may not be that season. However, you don't push it off because, why am I doing this? Or why am I thinking about that? It ain't time for that. No, he's preparing you for another time. So I don't have any confusion in my mind that this is the movement, because this conversation was already had. It was already had. So I'm right here at it. And even though something in me would like to tell me, no, you don't have to go that route. You don't have to go that way. And even something would try to pull on me and say, no, there's something else. I'm saying, no. We had this conversation some years ago, and there's somebody, there's something, there's somewhere, there's some contact that has to be made, and this is the way that he's desiring the contact to be made via this vehicle. So I'm going to go through that process to get to that contact, to get to that place, to get to that person, to get to that environment, or whatever that thing is that he's getting me to or taking me to. I'm going to use the thing that he spoke to me about already in the process of while he's doing everything else with me. While he's preparing me and having me launch out into all of these other things, I'm going to do that thing. It's not going to be a distraction or an interruption. It's what he's calling for. And so I'm going to give some attention to that, to process through that while I'm doing the things that I'm assigned to do. You know, so it's about having a word. What is he saying? You know, what do you see? And what is the Father saying about what you see? You know, how can you expand your territory? How are you growing? How are you knowing what it is that you need to do in every moment, except by the Holy Ghost giving you that truth, leading you into all the truth? We got to be emotional. Somebody's saying something. What is it? So I heard somebody's line open up.
Hello?
this thing is so deep, so powerful. It just had my mind going in all types of directions.
Yes, Lord.
And
I felt
like Montina was gonna say something because I kept hearing her. It's funny how I can hear her saying something before she gets ready to speak, and I always giggle when she does say something, because I'd be like, I knew I heard her, you know. But and I'd be waiting like, okay. But yeah, so
powerful.
It's just so it's just like, you know, I think that was last week I heard that too, about putting on the full armor of God. No, mm-hmm. it was a little further back. And I heard the message from TD Jakes. I think I mentioned mm-hmm. it. I don't know if I mentioned mm-hmm. it to you, but I was mm-hmm. saying that he was talking about that, and he was saying, he was like, that's the only, he said, our Father didn't say for us to fight. He said, all he said for us to do was to put on the full armor so that we can stand against the wiles of the enemy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, listen to what God is actually telling us to do. He didn't tell us to fight. He mm-hmm. said, just put this on so you can stand.
Yeah.
Because he knows that the tests and trials are going to come. So all he needs us to do is stand on the foundation. And who's the foundation? The Father.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, you put on the full armor so that the weapons can't penetrate.
That's right.
So, you know, when she That's said right. it, I was like, yes, Lord, yes, you know. And so it's just like an understanding that there are seasons where the Father will call us to fight, but it's just that when like she said, we got to know. It's just like I was saying, like, I'm trying to figure out where I'm going. Am I going or am I staying? You know, I got to know what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? So when she said that, it's like, okay, you got to know when it's time to fight. You got to know when it's time to stand still. You got to know when it's time to pivot, because you can still stand still, but you may have to bend over. You know what I'm saying? Bend and not break, you know. So all of that, you know, it's just so profound to me. I'm just like, I'm giddy in my stomach right now. I'm like, oh, my God, you know. Because it's like you can feel that sense of, like, we're on point. You can feel that sense of confirmation within you that, okay, this is this, you know, especially when you're looking for the answer, especially when you're looking for some course of direction.
Yeah.
And so even when you were speaking earlier about, you know, our emotions being in a place where we could be, you know, locked up in the past and not even finish the process. And, you know, I'm like you, certain people will come to mind and I'll be like, well, you know what, Lord, I'm not going to go that deep into that, but I still love them, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I just love them, period. You know, no matter mm-hmm. what, you just love certain people. And I come to the grips with, I just love them because you put that desire in me to love them. Because mm-hmm. most times mm-hmm. when people do you wrong, you really get a you know, you could feel some kind of way. Yeah, you could be like, well, Lord, I don't want nothing bad to happen to him, but I don't want no dealings of money. I won't think about him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But when you brought that up, it just made me think of a certain people, and it was just like,
mm-hmm.
you know, when they in that grace period, it's like they you know, like you said, they're in a grace period where you going through, but you know you need to get yourself right. And then when you don't get yourself right, or you don't correct the situation, or you don't amend the situation, now the grace is off of you. Now
mm-hmm.
the grace is off of you. And so it was
mm-hmm.
just like, I remember years ago, it was like I was talking to another girlfriend at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking to me about trust. And we were talking about vengeance. And
mm-hmm.
and I was like, and I was waiting there like, Lord, I want to see it. I want to see it happen with my own eyes. I want to see it. I want to know. I'm like, I want to know what's happening. I want to know when. I want to see it happen because, you know, it just seems like certain people get away with so much stuff. And it's like, but just because we don't see what they're getting back doesn't mean that they're getting away with it. You know what I mean? So what she said to me, she's like, that sounds like you don't trust God. I said, what you talking about? I do trust God, blah, 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 blah. So, and then I had to sit down and settle in that. And I said, oh, you know what, Father, she right. I don't trust that you're going to handle that, because if I feel like I have to see it happen, that means I don't trust that God is going to do it without me having to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm in a place where I don't have to see it, Lord. You know, I'm out of your way. I don't have to see it. I trust that whatever you say you're going to do, you're going to do. And I'm
mm-hmm.
gaining more momentum in that area to
yes.
to continue to trust the Father when he speaks on something and not be double-minded. You know,
yes.
that double-mindedness could be you being wayward, where you to and fro, like back and forth, or you know, one minute you standing on this side, and then you're like, okay, well, no, God, you know, the enemy could whisper something in your ear. You're like, yeah, but God, you didn't come through on this part over here, Father. You know, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
and so then you kind of go back and forth, but the Father is like, no, I've come through with everything I said I was going to do. I've done. It may not have come the way you thought it was going to come, but it
mm-hmm.
came.
Huh? Yeah. And once he said it, it's done anyway, whether the manifestation has happened or not, and that's the part that often is really difficult for people, is that manifesting part. When you have not seen the manifestation yet, you don't understand that it's already done, because before time began, he had already declared the end from the beginning. You know?
And
so,
I say that even about our healing. I told you that. I said when I listen to the word, and he says that by our stripes ye were healed. And I'm
yes.
like, I don't take that as a present thing. That's a past tense thing. Look, word.
It already happened.
Past tense,
right.
Yeah, yes,
mm-hmm.
ma'am. Yes. And I claim
mm-hmm.
that. I claim that all the time. That it's
mm-hmm.
already done. It's already done.
Mm-hmm. Walking it out. That's all we're doing. That's all we're doing is walking it out. Hallelujah. Anybody else want to share this morning? You can. Feel free to share. We're going to get in some intercession and start walking through place Father taught us this morning. So many good, so many God words this morning. Just, you know, just powerful reminders for us to remember our position, our posture, you know, where our minds and our hearts should be, and what we should understand and know. These are things that are imperative to every believer. The understanding and the knowledge and the revelation of who he is. It's imperative, because when we know who he is, we know who we are, no matter what the circumstance is. We don't allow the circumstance to change who we are. We can just be, because that's what we've been called to. The line is still open if you'd like to share. Hallelujah. Father, we make intelligent choice to walk through the portals of assignment this morning via the pathways of obedience. Hallelujah. We thank you for the assignment, and we recognize that in the assignment there is provision, there is protection, and there is direction. You are the author and director of our path, the epic origin and the grand finale. No matter how we got where we are today, whether we arrived here by stepping in our own direction, the way that seemed right unto us, or whether we've been led into a wilderness space, we yield to your instruction to lie down in the place you've established for us. Those are the green pastures. These are the places that you make us lie down. We reject the idea or the notion that your ultimate end for us is for any other purpose but victory. This is what your heart is concerning your sons. This is what your purpose is concerning us. Your thoughts towards us are of good and not of evil, to bring us to this conclusion of grace and glory, this expectation of an ending being grandiose, being glorious. We receive the command of your leadership this morning that brings us to the refreshing place. Without the fierce movements, the still waters, the peaceful refreshment is the place you've called us to. And you are not thrown off or taken off guard by our decisions or our mistakes. Even though we walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, this is your word. We were talking about it the other day, and here you are bringing this to us again. The shadows denote the presence of persons or bodies. You know, that shadow comes from something being there. We deal with the familiar. We deal with that familiar thing, the thing that calls us in directions, yet we are thankful for your rod and your staff in the midst of that place of darkness, in the midst of that shadow of death that brings us back the comfort you called us to.
You are separating us from the place of unregenerate soul status. You restore. You restore. You are the Father that restores our soul. And you've over and over and over again restored us. And we thank you. Thank you for separating soul from spirit, flesh and feelings from your purpose and your promise. Thank you for your help, helping us in wisdom to recognize the sensitive nature of the soul and its need for constant restoration. Just as the mind needs constant renewal by your word, may we align ourselves with your word and not our emotional whim. You are not ignorant of what touches us. And for this purpose, you call to remembrance your will for our lives, that we might function against the things that attempt to fight us. The master declared of his mother and his brethren when he was ministering, who is my mother and my brethren but them that do the will of my father? Your word also declares that if we are going to fully follow you, we'll have to come to terms with how we give our hearts access to the people that are closest to us. That you said if you don't hate father and mother, sister and brother, all of that, and that hate doesn't mean that we despise them. It means that we don't put them before you. It means that we don't allow ourselves into emotional places that take us from that place. You know, it's this thing that sometimes when people interrupt you, you know, people, how people can interrupt your emotions and then you short with everybody else. You know, that's that place that he's dealing with. He's saying, listen, unless you hate mother and father, sister and brother, you have to hate a whole lot of people in order to do what I'm telling you to do, because they can throw you off. And then if they throw you off, now you short with me. Now you feeling some kind of way. Now you and your emotions, and I can't access your emotional part because you've given that emotion to something that's worthless, to something that's not even going to benefit you. You've allowed yourself to move in a direction that's just a disruption. It's not on the way to destiny. And so, Father, we stand this morning not in an emotional whim position, but understanding what your will is for our lives. Rooting ourselves and grounding ourselves in that place of restoration, that identity and that understanding that you are the Father that restores our soul. If we allow you to restore us, you will. You'll make us new again. We align ourselves with that purpose this morning. You are separating our will from yours, giving us what to desire. We declare the coming of your will and your kingdom this morning, for yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. We bend to your will. We have been illuminated to know obedience. And obedience is not just an act, it's a personhood. The nature of a thing. It's the person. It is the animation of that person. It's not what we do to get your favor, it's what we do because we realize and honor that we are highly favored. That obedience is a place that we respond to your grace. We have entered the year of the Lord's favor, being attentive to the voice of Yah and his Holy Spirit. May we honor you in all that we are and do. When we've grown comfortable with what you ask from us, may we know that you are the God that can ask more of us. You know, sometimes we feel like he's already asked me for something. Now he's asking for something else. That's what he can do. Because the deposit that he's made before the foundations of the world, we haven't even tapped into the resource that's in us. It's such an abundance. The treasure is so full in us, in this earthen vessel. It's one thing to give a monetary offering. I want you to know that, because that's a thing that is a real thing. But you're requiring us to be the offering. Listen, it's one thing to give an offering, but being an offering is a whole nother situation. You're requiring us to be the offering, the living sacrifice, the lively stones, the salt, the light, something that's active, living, breathing. You're asking for something that's an alive sacrifice. May we mind the people we connect with in this season, because we know that the adversary, just like he can get to the people that's closest to us to try to get us into an emotional place, he can also send some people in our direction or bring people from our past into our direction that would interrupt or disrupt. Father, this people factor, oh, this is the path right here to the failed or the fulfilled future. This right here, the people factor, the great sending, is what you're doing with us, and we need the wisdom for the journey. Give us the wisdom that we need so that we can observe to do. Open our eyes today, because open eyes are for open doors. Open eyes produce open doors. It's just, we can see the doors when our eyes are open. Hearing ears are for healthy hearts. Hallelujah. These are the pathways, the roads, the King's Highway. We know that you're circumnavigating us through some things and around some things, the divine map, the detours, the deliverance from wrong exits, and the retrieval of us from those exits. There's a deliverance and a retrieval from the wrong exits, making the wrong turn. Maybe the GPS dropped signal while we were on our way, but we thank you for the divine interceptions of open signals. Where there was a drop in signal, we thank you that by your spirit, there's an open signal that doesn't allow us to wander. Hallelujah. We thank you for sustainable success. It's come. It's come. Sustainable success is here. Success in everything that we do because we've been positioned to prosper. There's a breaking forth, a becoming. Hallelujah. There's a positioning to prosper, a breaking forth, and a becoming mighty. As Gideon became a mighty one, he became one of your mighty ones. Those men that David trained from a cave position, they became his mighty men. They were disenfranchised. They were lost. They were outcasts, but they connected properly. And because of their connection to your anointing, they became something. And so we thank you. Hallelujah. Knowing you is not about a feeling. We don't negate the encounter. However, our experience is necessary in this moment, and transition happens via the repetition of experience, abundance, patterns, dimensions, capacity, systems, and laws. There's some things that you are reinforcing in us in this season so that we will identify your system, how things work. Everything in the earth works by a law. There's something that we're not accessing. There's something that we're not realizing. We're not tapped into the law of that thing. We don't understand the system of it. And we want to understand the systems and the laws, even those things that you will allow us to speak to in this season, as truth is speaking to power in this season, as you're calling us to the mountaintops to begin to do a separation, that your power might be seen as we go against these of darkness, as we go against these dark dimensions in the earth. Father, we thank you that your power is going to be very prevalent and very visible. There again, this roar is not going to be a roar that's not heard by every ear. Whether you are releasing this roar from many different directions in the earth, the suns are standing in the gap. They're standing in the place that they need to stand in to release the word that you're giving them. From the four corners of the earth, the word is being released in prayer and intercession. And so we thank you for the manifestation of the words that you are releasing through your son. We thank you right now. We thank you for making us your temple. We thank you for the plurality of the kingdom, that we understand that the kingdom is not just about us as individuals, but it's about us as a people. And so we are cognizant of that fact. We're not negating our brothers and our sisters. We are our brother's keeper. We are connected to one another for purpose and by purpose. So we thank you for those that should be connected to the tribes all across the world. There are tribes that you have organized, the people that you have organized for people to identify with their tribe so that they can get connected and do the work that they're called to. We thank you right now for that intervention, that divine intervention. Let people hear the voices of their leaders. Let people see the faces of their leaders. Let people come across their leaders in this season, and not the old presentation that people have given in the past. And maybe there are people that you're bringing back. I believe that there may be a bringing back of some people. But Father, we thank you that you're causing us to get past these superficial places that people deal with, the superficial. Cause us to get to the nitty-gritty of a thing, even as the master would speak directly to the heart and mind of people, revealing what's in their heart and revealing what's in their mind. Don't let us be ashamed of what we see and what we hear and what we know, but let us speak it so that those things can be revealed. And then if people want to continue on the journey, they can continue if that's what's meant for them. But we want to be able as leaders in this hour to call the thing as it is, to see it as it is, and to call it as it is. We thank you for a giant killing anointing this morning. We thank you for a giant killing anointing. Even in that giant killing anointing, help us to identify our help in every season, because there are times when we're tired. And if we've trained others around us, then even in our tiredness, even in our weariness, we have support to continue for the giants to be annihilated, to for the giants to continue to be killed. It doesn't have to be at our hand every time. But we thank you for the help that you're sending to reinforce the death of the giants in the earth. This is that place that I'm going back to, Vontina, because you mentioned, I mentioned earlier about David not going to battle in that season. And well, there's a particular part of scripture that we missed, that the people, his people in particular that he had trained, began to tell him, you need to stay behind. We need you. What happened was there was a giant that David was going up against, and he was missing some things. His sight wasn't good, and I'm not talking about his physical sight. There were some things that he had overlooked, and in his misstep and in his overlooking, he almost was killed by a giant. The giant killer was almost killed by a giant, but because he had trained someone, then they were able, Abishai defended him. We're in the season of training giant killers, because off timing can kill us. So even in those moments, and we'll have moments where we need to be refreshed, you know. And so this was the reason why they told him to stay behind, because they were like, we don't need you on the field right now. We need you to be alive. So we'll go fight. Yeah, we'll go fight. You stay home. That's how he wound up at home and seeing Bathsheba, because his people wanted him to stay behind. They didn't want him, you know, on the field at that time. He needed to refresh himself. But in the moment that he needed to be reset and refreshed, here comes the enemy to try to redirect. This is why we need backup. This is why we need backup. Hallelujah. This is why we need backup. So we thank you for the backup this morning. We thank you for it, Father. And we appreciate the fact that you have anointed people to be connected with us and your forces with us in this season, to accomplish the work that you're sending us to do in the earth. Thank you for it. Yeah. My foot is every connection that you have not ordained. We put it under our feet today. We're not sitting at the table with it anymore. We're not interacting on those levels anymore. It's beneath us at this point. And now that we know it's beneath us, the enemy has no footing anymore to continue to perpetuate those diabolic cycles in our life. Those cycles are broken. The gates of our enemies have been just broken through. Like Elder was talking about the water, that water erodes the place. It could be a really small pinhole when it starts, but when that water comes rushing through, when that water is continually creating a path, it begins to widen and widen and widen, and a breach is wider and wider. So we thank you for allowing us to get in that little space where darkness was attempting to reign, but that little space of light begins to perpetuate greater and greater light in the environment. Like the water flows and erodes, that light is piercing into the darkness this morning, and the darkness can't comprehend it. It cannot comprehend it. But there's a rising of suns in this moment that is unstoppable. There is a rising. And yes, we will have to walk through some things and do some things that we didn't think we were going to have to, because whatever our hands find to do, that kept coming up in my spirit yesterday. Whatever your hands find to do, do it with all of your strength. That means there's a season or a place or a time when you just identify, my hands need to be at work. And if it's not a wicked work, then put your hand to it. Do something. While you're waiting, do something. While you're waiting and believing for a specific direction, attach yourself to a thing, to do a thing for his glory, for his name's sake. I'm not saying go outside of what he's telling you to do. I'm saying there are conversations that have already been had with you that you need to execute, and you need to go back to those things and do those things and allow his glory to be revealed in your life. The line is open. The line is open. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. You're not muted. You're unmuted. Hallelujah.
We thank Father, you. I just thank you right now for direction, Father. I thank you for your instructions.
Yes.
I thank you for how you're moving in our lives on today, Lord. I thank you that.
Yes.
Each of us has had a word, and that word has all come together like a puzzle, Lord God. We thank you right now that we are seeing the picture more clearly, Father. We thank you for that.
Yes.
We thank you for what our next is, Lord.
Yes.
So we just glorify you because we know, Lord God, that everything is in your hands. And we know that we can trust you. We know that we can rest in you. We know that you are our foundation.
Yeah.
And in the midst of everything that has, that we created as our own foundation that have broken apart, has been broken up, Father, we know that we landed on you, and we're so thankful for that. We're able to land on you, we're able to stand on you, and know that we are protected, and you've given us provision, Lord God, and that you've given us instructions, Lord. I pray that we are keen in our hearing and in our spirit to have the unction to know when it's you speaking, Father, that we do act on what you're telling us to do, Lord, and that we understand that we can believe in ourselves to get it done. And we just trust you, Lord God. We trust you, and we as in we trust you and trust ourselves more and more, Lord. And so we thank you right now for Apostle, Lord God. We thank you for one another. We thank you that we have come together, that and all those that are going to come and that has already been, we thank you for them all. We thank you for the full connection, Father. We thank you for the manifestation, not only of this, but what's to come. And, Lord, I thank you right now. I thank you for doors opening that no man can shut. And I thank you for you closing doors that no man can open. I thank you for us being able to let the past be the past and that our present be where we are now, Lord God. And let us have no anxiousness for the future, but that we'll let it unfold what you're showing us, Lord God, step by step, to let it unfold. And we just say thank you, Lord. We just
thank
glorify you, Father, because you have
Father.
Been our sweet song that gets us through the night, Lord God.
Yeah.
That when we feel like we don't know what to do, what to say, or how to do, or even who to call, Lord, you've been there. You've been that sweet song that we can hear throughout our midnights, Father. And we thank you for the chains breaking. We thank you for the chains breaking off our ankles. And we thank you for the jail gates you open. You send angels to open the gates that we can be free, Father. And matter if it's physical torment, Lord God, if it's mental torment, if it's emotional torment, Father, we thank you that you let us go. You have set us free. We thank you for our spiritual. If there was spiritual torment, Father, you have set us free. Lord God, we thank you. For you just set us even financially free, Father. We thank you for you setting us financially free. We thank you that you set us on the pathway to gain that freedom of our finances, that we can continue going in what you called us to do, Lord. So we just glorify you, Father. We glorify you for what you've done and what you've already established. And we just praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Oh, we glorify you. Yes, Father.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Alana.
I was thinking about that.
Go ahead. That being.
When you came up. When I say when you spoke that it really keeps being prominent. But believing and executing. And I was thinking about some things yesterday, and again it comes to the next, and it's like okay. What to do next, you know. So it's like the planning process of, you know, the steps. And I'm to the place now that the Father is speaking to me about, okay, write down what has been spoken. So when it's written down, you got something to go back to say, okay, Father, what do you want me to do with this today? Do I do anything with this today? You know what I mean? Because we need those instructions again, like Elder said, you know, the timing. We got to know, you know, and the timing. And so I'm just thankful that when it comes down to moving to the next, we are executing that. We believe it in ourselves to execute. And to know that we can do it, and that those old thoughts of the old paradigm of needing permission from others, or you know, or even giving ourselves permission to be happy, to move forward in things, and not be afraid of that because they're afraid that it's going to end. I just thank God that we're free from that. That we can change our thought processes, and when we change our thoughts, we can change our lives by moving into what the Father has called us to, which is a transformation.
Renewing of the word for me. Yeah, that renewing of the mind by the renewing of His word. Yeah, we can trust that. We can trust that. We can trust ourselves with that, as He has trusted us with it, you know. We can trust that. And as we move in that, that's where the victory is happening at, right in that place. Right in that place. I'm still really baffled by the fact that I woke up and my phone was on some old stuff. It was just processing through that, just kind of blew my mind.
Yeah, I think it's amazing, though, because I think the Father will reveal some things where we thought we processed through, you know, processed to the end, and we didn't, and then some things come up, you know, with those, and then, and we can process through it now.
You know, well, I think that assurance too, Prophet, is one of the things that sometimes, like I was saying earlier, that we feel like we don't have that assurance. We know about the assurance, but for him to bring it up means that he wants me to know. I didn't leave this thing just open like that. I didn't forget how things were done. I didn't forget what I said. I didn't forget to defend you. I didn't, you know, and that's a good thing to know when it comes to a father. You know, when it comes to the father or the you know, that decision that you've made to be connected to the Creator. Knowing that He got your back. He's the God that fights for you.
Yeah.
You know, He fights for you. When you let it go and you're not even thinking about it, He's like, oh, I didn't forget it. Now, we may let go of stuff or bury stuff, but He don't forget stuff. He's like, oh, no, I hold on. He petty like that. He can be petty. He's God. You know?
He can be that.
That's His job, you know, to remember what we think He forgot, you know? That's why being in right standing is so important, because in that window of grace, we need that time and that space to really identify with some things, you know. And people that don't take the time to identify with that, that's sad, because His grace is sufficient. You know, His ability for us to get to a place and through a thing is sufficient for us. It's just that people, you know, we don't often take advantage of that grace. Grace don't mean He just letting you do whatever you want to do. It means He's giving you the ability to do what He calls you to do. You know, I mean, talking about that greasy grace that people be talking about, you can live however you want to live, and His grace is just going to let you do that. No, that window is for you to have the ability to choose Him, not choose what you've been choosing, you know. And so we're thankful for that. We are thankful for that. He's the God that fights for us.
Yeah, I'm loving the fact that when you were saying about the assurance, and it's kind of like you being cuddled by your dad, and he's coming to you when he, you know, you this child, and you think that the parent has forgotten, and you know, you kind of like. Forgotten yourself, but you still did feel some kind of way about it. And then when the Father comes back to you and brings it back to your attention and giving you this gift, then, oh, I didn't forget. Here's the gift. And then, you know, the surprise of it all. And it's just that it gives you more confidence and more connection in their heart. I am loved, and I'm loved enough for Him to bring back to my remembrance and the assurance of He didn't forget, and that, you know, whatever He's going to do to rectify it, that's what He's going to do.
My Lord. That was rough. My Lord. I want you to notice it's not a good time for anybody to be your enemy as a son, not in this season. It's not a good time to be enemies with sons. It's not good because he really feeling some kind of way in this season. He really is. He's feeling some way about how the wicked handle the earth, how they're handling things, you know, how they're mishandling, I should say. how they're attempting to control. He's feeling some kind of way, and this is why we feel the way we feel in our hearts and in our minds. Sometimes you wonder, like, where is this coming from? Why am I feeling like this? Because we're feeling what the Father is feeling. We're reflecting his emotion often about things. You know, if we're connected like that, it's like a husband and wife being connected. You know when your mate is feeling something. You know when they're off, you know, when they're not themselves. You can tell that. You can identify with that because you're connected to them like that. There's an intimate connection that allows you to be impacted when they're impacted. You know? And so this is how the sons can recognize where the Father is, because what do you see? Right? Where are you right now in your heart, your mind, concerns, this basic everyday, what we're looking at, what we're seeing? Where are you? Because he's there. You know? He's there. He's revealing what his heart is concerning a great many things. And this die down of this first assault on humankind, you know, and the attempt to try to contaminate the nature of mankind via these injections and all of this other stuff that, you know, is being attempted. Don't be fooled. You know, I know some people right now that I know they wish they had not have done the thing that I told them. I don't think you should do that, you know, because when you think you know and you have not received a word and you're not walking in a word, you're likely going to be deceived. You know, any direction that you go in, you're going to need a word for that direction. You're not going to walk in it because you feel it or because you, that's not a way to live as a son. We need a word. We need a word. And if we don't have a word on it, we can't walk in. Can't walk in, so I don't have a word for it. You know, just not going to happen. And if I have a word and it's against what's being spoken, and I'm definitely not walking in that. I don't care if everybody's doing it. We've come into this season where, well, everybody's doing it and the people are persuaded. All this peer pressure, you know. But we even getting past that because now, you know, everybody taking off the covering and you can't tell one person from the next, but there's a reason for that as well. But we're covered, so it don't matter. It don't matter. Ain't no contamination, no arrow by day, no arrow by night, or no, what is it, pestilence by day or arrow by night. No, it's not coming nigh our dwelling. Only with our eyes we're going to see the reward we get in the season. Only with our eyes. It's not going to affect us. It's not going to touch us because then that's where we live. That's where our being is, and that's where we are kept, you know, till the next instruction, the next assignment comes. That's where we go back to. It's like our house. That's our dwelling, the secret place. That's our dwelling, and that's where we're going to stay. I'm going to open up the line one more time, and then we're going to get out of here because we only got 10 more minutes. Anybody else got anything they want to share this morning? I think we came, we saw, and we did what we were called to do. The resounding and the rebounding has already begun. Father has heard our cry.
I got something to say.
Talk to me.
You mentioned about inviting people, and my suggestion is to invite people, like, after we get off the line, to invite people. You don't call people at 8 in the morning trying to invite them. So give them a heads up. Give them a heads up. And we on the prayer line, and then give them an invite.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can use the link. Or you can use the number, all of that. You can use any of those things and just send them prayer from the first day or the second day so that they understand that we want them to be connected and that the Father is calling them into a place of intercession and connection with the sons in this season. That's a good word. And we don't want to call them at 8 in the morning. we want to let them know ahead of time, hey, we own at 8.
Right, right. Absolutely. Heads up.
Heads up. Right, duck. Yes, Lord. I love y'all. Peace to your house.
Love you all.
Yeah, peace. The body is definitely not a me thing. It's a we thing. And I'm excited that we are called to do war in this season. Get your armor on. You heard the prophets talk to you this morning about your armor. Prophetess Vontina particularly spoke to the armor this morning. And we're going to need to have that on. Elder Vicky gave you the clarity of the war and who the warfare is against in this season and what the Father is doing, you know, that we don't have to fight battles where we're not called to fight. And Prophetess LaDanya just reiterated that the purpose of putting on the armor is to stand, not to fight. So you got to know what season you're in and understand the wisdom of every season that you're in so that you will maximize the manifestation of that season. We love you so much, and we'll be on in the morning at 8 a.m. Go ahead and invite. And those of you that listen to us all over the world, I'm sorry I didn't get, I will acknowledge you. We do appreciate the fact that we have listenership that's all over the world, and we're excited about communicating with you. We're excited about you hearing us. You guys can also get in the chat. If you're online, you can go to the Kingdom Ambassadors page, and you can actually do communicate with us via chat if you're not calling in, because the guest call-in, of course, is not an international number, but the chat is international, so you can get us there, okay? But until tomorrow, we bless you, and we love you. We'll talk to you then. Peace.